The meeting on Tuesday follows a summer and fall assessing alternatives for keeping new invasive species out of Lake George. The Lake George Park Commission worked with communities surrounding the basin. It resulted in a recommendation from their consultant that a mandatory boat inspection program be imposed. Commission Executive Director Dave Wick says the upcoming meeting will examine how such a mandatory program would work.
We have an internal working draft of the plan that just got released by the LA group to the commission within the last day or so. And the intent of this meeting is to bring the commissioners up to speed on how such a program could work for mandatory boat inspections and possible decontamination prior to launch onto Lake George, what the overall cost would be, the funding options that are out there, how the regulations would work, the logistics of where inspection sites might be, and kind of all the details to a program for how such a program could work and allow them to ask a lot of questions, make sure we have answers to those questions prior to when the commission is expected to vote on moving forward with such an effort at their November 27th meeting.
Dave Wick says a number of alternatives were considered, but mandatory boat inspections appear to be the most effective prevention strategy.
We've taken a look at the alternatives that are out there. That would include a massive education program, a continuation of the voluntary boat steward program through the Lake George Association, or even a self-certification program. And the bottom line is, if we're really looking to protect Lake George to the best of our ability, it's been determined that the primary vector bringing new invasive species into lakes is boating. And if we're going to do the best we can, we need to take a look at each boat and make sure it's clean of invasive species prior to launch. The only way to really achieve that is through a mandatory inspection program where we're looking at all of the different launch points, how are boats getting out to Lake George. Let's take a look at those boats and make sure they're clean, drained, and dry before they come to the lake. The other alternatives that we're looking at have merit. There's benefits and drawbacks of each program. The drawback of the currently proposed program primarily is the cost.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki says after proceeding very slowly on the issue, the Park Commission has now recognized the need for an invasive management plan.
We've talked about boat wash stations since 2005 and the need for them. We put out our report, Clean Boats Only, in the spring of this year, which really provided a case for proactive mandatory boat wash stations and decontamination. And it really wasn't until the summer that the commission picked that up. So for them to have this special workshop meeting is very positive. The other important aspect that I've sensed over the last couple months is it seems like the discussion has shifted from should we have boat wash stations and decontamination to right now they're saying, well, what's the best way to put it in? So I've seen almost an acceptance that this needs to be the direction and how do we best put that in.
The meeting, a workshop on the proposed invasive prevention plan for the commissioners of the Lake George Park Commission, is open to the public but is not a public hearing. It is scheduled Tuesday afternoon from 3 until 5 at the Fort William Henry Conference Center in Lake George. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.